Okay, so Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shosh Amar loy paroi the Yosef. In the time that Paro said to Yosef, Ubaldecha, besides you, lo yorim ish es yado, no person will lift up his hand. You're in charge after me. Okay, we go. Amru, they said that at Gnine Paro, the stargazers of Paro, Eved, a servant or a slave, Shalok Choy Rabbi, that his master bought him, but Esim Kesef for 20 silver coins, Tam Shilehu, you're going to make him rule Alena over us? Chutzpah. So Amalahem, Paro responded back to them, Ganuni Malchus Ani Roya Boy, I see characteristics of royalty. I see within him. So I said, aha. Omru, lo, im kain. If that's the case, though, let's prove it. Yehei yodea mashivim loshon. You should know how to speak the 70 languages. Bar Gabriel, Gabriel came, the Malach. But Limda, shivim loshon. He taught him shivim loshon to Yosef. Lo hava gama. He wasn't able to learn, though. So hoisiv loy, hoisachos. So they added one letter, Mishmoy, from the name Shel HaKadosh Baruch, from Hashem's name, the Hei, Velomat, and he was able to learn. So Shneamar, so Eidos, there's a testimony, or as a right be your Hoy Seif, so the Hei's over there. Yet Samoy, placing him, but say so when he went out Al Eretz Mitzrayim, upon Eretz Mitzrayim, we read the brackets over here because of Rashi reads the continuation of the pasuk. Sfas lo yadati, I didn't know the language, but then Eshma, I did hear. Okay, so now, so this was in the night time. So Lamocha, the next day, kol lishna de ishtoye paro bahadei, any loshan, any language that he spoke paro with him. So ahadale, he responded, Yosef responded to him. Okay, ishtoi ihu, b'loshan hakodesh. But then Yosef, a tzaddik, spoke in loshan hakodesh, and lo hava yoda. He didn't, Paro didn't know my hava omar, what he was saying. So Paro said to Yosef, Amale igmari, teach me. Agmari taught him, velo gomar, but he wasn't able to learn. So Amale, so Paro said to him, Ishtabili, swear to me, to lo maglis, that you shouldn't tell anybody, you shouldn't reveal it. Yeah, Ishtabili, he swore to him. Now, many years later, sometime later, Ki Omale, when Yosef said to Paro, Avi Hishbieni Lemor, my father made me make an oath to say that basically I must bury him in Eretz Israel. So Paro responded to Yosef, says, Amale, Zeal, go, Itshil, go and ask a Shaila, meaning ask it to get annulled, a Shavua Seich, your Shavua. Because I need you around here. I'm not letting you go up to Eretz Yisrael. So Amalei. So Yosef said back to him, "Oh, v'itshil nami adidach. I should also ask a sheila. I mean, I should get annulled upon your shavua." So Paro didn't like this. V'afal gavdalo nichalei. Even though it wasn't, you know, pleasing to him, Amalei. So, but nevertheless, he said to Yosef, "Alei ukvo es avicha." Go and bury your father, like that he made you swear. Now, Yehuda Mahi. So when it says Yehuda Mahi, we said before that Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemaim before Hesya, and it was Nikra, all of his name, on the Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so what was this? How was Yehuda sanctify the name of Hashem in public? The Tanya, we're going to have a Brisa. So there's two opinions in the Brisa. First, there's Rebbe Meir, and there's Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Meir is not what we want. Yeah, this Brisa, we want Shita's Rebbe Yehuda. So this first bit is not what we want, but we bring it anyway. So higher Rebbe Meir or Meir. Rebbe Meir used to say, Kushe Omdu Yisrael Aleyom. When Yisrael were on the Yam, on Kriyas Yamsuf, Hayu Shavotim and Natschim Zeim Zeh, they were competing, fighting. Yeah, Zer Oimer, this tribe would say, Ani Yorei Tachil Liam, I'm going to go first. I want to go first. But Zer Oimer, Ani Yorei Tachil Liam, I'm going to go first. So forget the argument. Kofatz Binyamin, Shiftoshel Binyamin. So the tribe of Binyamin just jumped in anyway. We yored the Yam Tchila, and they went to the Yam Tchila. Shinema, Shom, over there was Binyamin. Yet Sawyer, the youngster, and that he was Rodeim. So literally it means he ruled them. So Altikri Rodeim, don't say Rodeim, Ella Radeim, that he went down to the sea. Vahayu, so we're going to introduction to the next part of the pasuk. Vahayu Sari Yehuda, Roigim Roisom, and the princes of Yehuda were stoning them. Shinemar, Sari Yehuda, Rogam Tam, and the princes of Yehuda stoned them. So the Fichah, because Binyamin went down to the Yam first, Zocha Binyamin Matzadik, and Vanasa, and he was made Ush Pizchan, he was made the host, Lugvura, for Hashem. Basically, the base of Mikdash was built in his chelek, Shinema, Uvein Kaseifa, between his shoulders, in his property, in his portions, lot in the land, Shachain, dwells the base of Mikdash. So that was Rabbi Meir Shita. Amaloi Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Kachaya Maisa. That was not the Maisa. Yeah, Elazeh, Oyma. Rather, they weren't saying, I'm going to go first. They were saying, Ein Ani Yorei Tchila Liyom. I'm not going first. You go first, please. Yeah, so Oyma, Ein Ani Yorei Tchila says, I'm not going first to Liyom. Now, so here, Kofath, Nachshon Ben Aminodov. Then Nachshon jumped in, who's a descendant of Yehuda. But Yorei the Yam Tchila. He went to the Yam Tchila Shinema. About this Savavuni, the surrounding me, Bechash Ephraim, with the deceit of Ephraim, of a Mirma based Israel, basically, they're not doing, the rest of Israel are not being good, but Yehuda, versus Yehuda, Oid Rod Im Kael, he's still ruling, meaning his people with Hashem, but over a simpler play of words, he's going down with Hashem, that's what's into the sea. Va'alav Mefaresh Mekubal, with regards to him, it said in Tehillim, Hoshi'eini, save me, Elokim, ki ba'o mayim, because since the waters come, ad nafesh, to my nefesh, I suppose, like to where I breathe from, to where I, Tavati, I've drowned, bivein Matsula, in the muddy depths, v'ein ma'amad, there's no foothold, v'goyma. Al Tishtefeni, they shouldn't wash me away, Shibolus Mayim, this wave, but Al Tivlaini shouldn't be sunken into, swallowed up, sorry, in the Matsul, in the depths. We're going, man. Oisashah, whilst this was happening, yeah, Hayah Moshe Marach Matfila. Moshe was having a long davening. Amalog Adish Baruch Hashem said to him, yeah, Yedidahi, my dear ones are Toivim Beyom, drowning in the sea, but Atah Marach Matfila, and you're having a long davening. Lefonai, before me. So Moshe said to Hashem, I'm a lefonav ribonu shel olam. Maviyadi lasois. What's in my hand to do? What should I do? So Amalo, he said to him, Daba el bnei Yisrael. Yisrael, you should speak to Yisrael and they should start traveling. Yava ato harem es matcha, and you should lift up your stick, your staff, and say es yodchen, you should incline your hand over the sea. Lefichach, Zocha Yehuda la'asoyis mim shalom Yisrael. Because of this incident that Nachshon went down to the sea first, he was zoicha to be a leader in Klal Yisrael. Shenema v'haisa yulav l'kodcho. Yehuda was sanctified. Yisrael mam shalom Yisrael, and Yisrael were his subjects. Matam, what was the reason that haisa yulav l'kodcho? The Yisrael mam shalom Yisrael. What? How do you get zoicha to this? Because of the hemshich of the kapitel. Tell him, Mishom Dehayom Ra'av Yonos, because the sea saw him and it fled.